Memory is meditation. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Memory is meditation. Every time we remember something, we are thinking about it. We are remembering it. We're meditating upon it. It is in our consciousness. It's in our inner awareness. Now, how does it become meditation? How does it become meditation that we're thinking about? How does it become a meditation? Just because we have a thought? Just because we're thinking about something? Just because our memory reminds us of an experience that we had? Well, think about it. Our memory is, if I can say this, not pure. Our memory is not an exact replica of what we are remembering. Our memory is what we are interested in remembering. Our memory is the area of what we're thinking about that had interested us and that had impressed us and that had caused us to think. Now, our memory is not accurate, and we sometimes like to think our memory is active and it is accurate, but it truly is not accurate. We remember only what we want to remember. If we remember an afternoon that we went for a walk, and as we were out walking, let's say we walked into the park, and as we walked into the park, we saw the people walking there, and nobody was speaking to anyone else. Each person was on their own introspective walk, and no one thought of intruding on the other person in whatever attitude or whatever mood they were in. They were allowed their private time in the park. And we too had our private time. We were not even thinking about allowing other people their private time. We were not even thinking about allowing other people the opportunity to do what they wanted to do as we did what we wanted to do, and as they allowed us to do what we wanted to do. We never thought that they allowed us, that, well, what? Why do we need their permission to do this, you know? But the fact is, that's what was there. Now, we walk in the park. And we might just have a cursory attitude that there are the park benches and there are a few people sitting here and there, and there are some people walking their dogs or riding their bicycle or jogging and doing various things. These might be in our consciousness, but they're not really in our consciousness. Now, we walk along for a half an hour, 30 minutes, all these seconds, and as we are walking along, we are thinking not about the park. We're thinking not about the trees that are around us or the beautiful plantings that are done by the city to maintain the park. We're not thinking of all the lovely green grass that's mowed and watered properly to keep it in nice, beautiful condition. We're not thinking about the little creek that runs through the park. Not much water, but just enough. It's just a natural creek that runs through this fresh water. Where does fresh water come from? We don't even give it a thought. Where does it go to? We don't even give it a thought. But it runs through the park, and we might stop for a moment and gaze at the creek and gaze at the water that's only a few inches deep, but it's continuously running along, and think no more about it than the fact that it's there. We come back from such a walk, and when we come back from such a walk, perhaps something that we thought about, in fact, it is something we thought about how it'd be nice to maybe prepare a special supper. Prepare a special supper with all sorts of magic in it. And in the process, everything was done beautifully. Everything was done beautifully. We thought about this supper mentally, and we enjoyed it mentally, and we prepared it mentally, and we were with a few friends, and we couldn't even remember their names, even though they were there. And we were with them, and we were chatting, and we were doing things. Our memory is only of the things that appeal to us, the things that touch us. We spend our entire life, basically, wandering through memory, wandering through our time experience, without any positive attitude toward anything. We come home after a day's work and someone says, "What did you do today?" And we can't tell them, even though we were very much involved. We go for a walk and we say to someone, "Did you meet anybody that you knew?" And we had perhaps talked to five or six people that we knew, but when asked, we don't remember, because that wasn't important. When we are doing anything in life, when we're doing anything at all, our memory is our meditation. And our meditation isn't what we think it is. We think our meditation is about something. And while, in fact, that is the definition for meditation, it is about nothing. Our meditation, in truth, normally, 90% of the time, maybe even 100% of the time, is about nothing. And we go through life as robots or zombies, traveling through life unaware of the world about us, unaware of what we are thinking, unaware of what we're doing. And because we're unaware, because we are not programmed into being aware, life just passes us by. Now, would you like to say that I wrote a beautiful piece of poetry? Or would you like to say I read a book? It was a very fascinating book. Would you like to say I saw a beautiful movie? Would you like to say I was sharing with some friends and we had such a good discussion? It was all positive and it's all uplifting and it's all beautiful. Or would you like to say, I had a talk with my child today and my child came up and said, "Dad, I'm having a problem with this. Can you give me a hand?" "Sure thing." Now, how do I work with this mathematical problem here? It says it's a word problem and you have to figure out what's going on. Well, I say to my son, "Let's just think about him." And so we sit down at the table together. And I say, "What is the difference between words and mathematical figures?" "Well, words are words and mathematical figures are mathematical figures." "Well, that's right, son. But what are words?" "Well, words gather up within them lots of ideas. If I say smile, it has lots of ideas for me. If I say pickles, it has lots of ideas for me. If I say supper, it has lots of ideas for me." Every one of these words is not just a word of so many letters and it's of a certain description, but it's a word of many descriptions, of many possibilities. I say dinner, and you say, "Oh, yes, we had a great dinner last week when Grandma was here. It was such nice. We had lobster, and I'll never..." Well, I was talking about dinner tonight, and he was talking about dinner last week. And you see, words conjure up all sorts of things. Now let's just take numbers. We have the number one. What does that mean? "Well, Dad, like you always teach me, I'm number one." "Very good. Now, what about two?" "Well, Dad, there is no two, because everyone is a number one." "Yeah, I know, but there are twos in the mathematical scope of things." "Oh, yeah, well, that's just numbers, and that's just ideas, and that's just concepts." "Okay, what about the number seven?" "Oh, the number seven is nice. That's the number of letters in my name. That's the number of the year I was born. That was the year that everything good happened. It is an ideal number. It's a number that everyone favors. 7-Eleven, you know. People love it in racing and gambling and life and 7 days of the week. And seven is just a wow number." "Okay, son. Now, If I say seven to you, what are you going to think about? Days of the week. If I say seven to you, what do you think about? Well, I'm going to think about the year I was born. Oh, boy. What a wonderful variety of things. Now, each one of these numbers or words is a meditation. And meditation is the memory that we have of the number or of the word that we're using. And as we think of these numbers and these words, and we give them power, then we show them to be useful or not useful to us. Now, what sort of power and what sort of number are we going to give to ourselves? When I say to you, and you're thinking of meditating, I say to you, peace. Now, does that bring a whole series of attitudes and thoughts into your mind? Or I say love. Or I say money. Or I say wealth. Or I say happiness. You know, or what do? I say one. Oh boy, that's number one, me. And I say seven. Or I say 11. Or I say anything. I say our house number. Oh, that's our house number. Oh, yes. 1101 Far Valley Road. That's 1101. That's our house number. My goodness. Yes, but we also have 1103 and 1148 and 1114. And we have all these other numbers, too. 1105. Now, what about all these other house numbers? Well, because we have 104 acres. Now, that's 104 acres. 104, that's our number. And acres, that's the land on which we have our University of Healing and the University of Philosophy and the Absolute Monastery and all of the other things that we operate here. How wonderful that is. Numbers, words, all meditations, all memories, all bringing back into our mind that which we think about. Now, when I take my memory time and my meditation time, and I make it into what I want to know and be and experience, then I'm benefiting myself. I think, I am number one. I am wealthy. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am whole and perfect. And on and on and on, with now, first person, words that have memory for me of right action. I am my original purity and integrity now. Wow. Yes, it is up to me to use my memory in meditation wisely and well. And as I do this, grand and glorious things happen to me. It's exciting, isn't it? Enjoy it with me and know that as I speak for me, I created you, and so I speak for you. And you are in my memory, in my meditation, in my wholeness, in my allness, in my abundance, in my right action, in my peace. And so it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.